Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hey guys, you are listening to episode number 57 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. And in today's episode, as promised, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper and give you some more insight and details as to what your Turn to Sparkle is about. And that's my first ever published book. It feels so good to finally get this baby out there. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of how it all happened and all that good stuff. So let's just start at the beginning of it. First of all, I've always wanted to be an author. It's just dreams, goals, always love to write. So I knew that someday I would write a book for sure. Like that's just done. I knew I was going to do it, but I didn't know exactly when or what it would be about. And in 2020, I started working with a coach and I started to get a little more serious, like, okay, no, I do want to write this book. Let me start the process. Let me kind of see what this is going to be about. And I started to write this really kind of play-by-play book of like week one, week two in the personal development world. So a kind of how to start to transform and change your life in health, in fitness, in motherhood, in all of the different areas of your life. And I remember telling my coach at the time, you know, this really feels like a week by week thing and more like a workbook or a program. And she goes, do it. Why not? Why not help women in that way and lead a program? Follow it. And I did. And what's amazing is I was able to help so many women in that capacity. And it was so fun and exciting. And it was just amazing. So essentially, I did kind of turn it into a workbook slash program. So that was really fun and exciting. And I saw a lot of success with that. But there was still something like, no, I actually think there's still a book in there. I think there's a book in me somewhere ready to come out. And so last year I wrote, I am going to write this book. I'm giving myself the whole year of 2024 to write a book. And I still didn't know exactly the outline. And I decided not to write a specific outline because I wanted it to be more inspired, for lack of better words. I'm kind of that writer that just starts to write and then put things together. And so that's what I did. I took all of those months and really just started writing. It was so interesting what stories came up, and it started to mold into this thing. And explaining it to you right now is still kind of mind-blowing to me that I was able to start writing, take all these months, and like put the pieces together afterwards. So it was really, really fun and exciting and frustrating within the process. Because I remember writing being like, I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know the exact outline. And it's because I was writing from a more inspired place and then kind of forming it together after that. And so I want to read to you a little bit here. This is in the very beginning, right after the intro, actually. So it says, this book is going to take you on a journey to several stops, 7 to be exact. These stops are moments of impact that will guide you to start living your life with purposeful intention, to stop playing small, and to sparkle in your own way. Don't let the simplicity fool you. As we go through each stop, you will get closer and closer to being a magnet for what you truly desire. My goal is to present them to you in a digestible way, I don't know about you, but that's generally how I like to learn. Simple and straight to the point. No crazy fluff. Just give me some tangible steps to take. I'm currently in my let's not make things complicated era. So if this is your style, if that is your style, then I bet this book will be your kind of vibe. And so this is the exact words right there, like a digestible, tangible form. That is what I wanted to give to you guys. That's what I wanted to write. If I were to put together my top three favorite books, I kind of went along with that. I remember reading Untamed and reading all of the personal stories that were in there, and that like stuck out to me. And then I remember reading The Four Agreements, where it was like just this short, sweet, straight to the point. And then I read this other shorter book called You Squared, and I was like, man, I got so much insight from this short, sweet, digestible book. And so I knew for sure that my book was not going to be this long, drawn out, lots of facts and robotness in it. It was going to be very, for one thing, personal, so tied into a lot of personal stories along with tangible steps to take. So that's what I did. Ooh, explaining it to you right now is like making me so excited. I'm getting very excited here. So let me take you through the end here. I'm going to just kind of wrap up what the book is instead of like reading all of the things to you. So I end. Oh, first of all, there's not chapters, there's stops. So like I said, there were 7 stops. So that's what I'm going to go through. So I write, that's a wrap. Congrats on making it to the end of the book. I know it was a little bit of here, there, and everywhere. Thank you for taking some of your precious time to learn, grow, and laugh with me. Together, we made 7 stops to help you create a life you love and truly sparkle in your unique way. So here are the stops, you guys. Stop 1, authenticity. Stop 2, continued learning and personal growth. Stop 3, health and wholeness. Stop 4, courage to live with intention. Stop 5, it's all connected. Stop 6, joy and self-expression. And stop 7 is watch the magic happen. I, sitting here right now, I don't know how exactly the stops came to me in this way. Like I said, I was writing and writing and writing and had these certain stories and pinpoints. And then I was like, dude, these are not chapters. These are like stops you can take along the road. And like, for some reason, it was these 7 things. And so explaining it is kind of hard because I really just followed my intuition, and I don't know how else to explain it except I was called to it. I don't know. However woo-woo that sounds, it just, I know you've heard of people when they say they're in the zone, like athletes, when they're in the zone, they're like just so laser focused and they know what they're doing, and all of a sudden something clicks. That's how I felt with this book. Like something was there where I was just in the zone and something was channeling through, like, boom, this is what it is in the end. So I'm very proud of this because it is such a thing that I truly trusted the process, and I put myself out there and was very vulnerable. Some of these stories in here are very vulnerable. And when I read them back, I was reading them to Jared. There were 2 times that I actually did cry when I read them back. I was like, oh my gosh. Wow, like they hit, and I'm like nervous on one end to share a few of these stories, but also I'm like, this is what it's about, sharing your experiences and then being able to help others transform their lives and be able to recognize their greatness and your uniqueness. And that's what I really feel like I did with this book, and I poured everything into it, and I trust and I know that whoever, and I actually do like pray on this and meditate on this, is like whoever gets the book and reads it will get something out of it, will get an aha moment. A sentence will stick out. A story will resonate. Like, there will be something within there that will hit. And whoever needs to read it will read it. Whatever ends up happening is what's supposed to happen. My friend Renee said it so beautifully. If you're listening to this right now, Renee, thank you for this advice, because it's just stuck with me. She said, I was kind of spiraling out, like, once it was put out into the world, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a little nervous. I had self-doubt. I was spinning out a little bit. And so I was telling Renee this, and Renee said, take yourself out of it. Take yourself out of it. You did what you needed to do. You put the book out there, and now it's out of your hands, and it's not about you. It's about who's going to read it, and whoever needs to read it will read it and get what they came for. And so essentially that's what she said, but way more beautifully and eloquently in her way. So it's so true though. I'm taking myself out of this. I am trusting the process and knowing that whoever needs to read it and will get something out of it will. And if it doesn't align or register or whatever, that's fine too. But I'm just in this moment celebrating, very proud that I put it out there and trusting the process. So with all of this being said, thank you for those of you who have already purchased the book. I actually have been blown away by the sales. I'm like, holy crap, it's going out there. So thank you so much for that. I am going to leave the Amazon link in the show notes. So if you haven't purchased it yet and you want to, go ahead and do that. And I would love if you guys gave a review on the book once you read it, or send me a DM and just let me know any takeaway or your aha moments with it. Thank you for being part of my journey and taking the time to really kind of sit back in your own life. And we're all just trying to be better humans out here. So thank you for being you. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.